You must have traveled quite a lot around the country, right?
I think I have, especially during my student days. I traveled around a lot, and because I like hiking and outdoors thing, I really enjoy traveling around the country. And South Africa is really diverse. As I said, you can travel in one day and find many different spots and different places. If you move towards the southern part of the country, closer to Cape Town, you'd find a really mild climate, and they grow a lot of fruit, and they grow a lot of wine in that area. And a lot of people live there because the climate is so mild and really no extreme temperatures. So it's a really nice place, easy place to live in that sense.
Okay. So if I want to visit, it sounds like there are so many different places. Which one would you recommend is the best? What's your favorite area?
I would say the best area to live would be the southern part near Cape Town, or actually traveling from Cape Town to the eastern seaboard. It's called the Garden Route in South Africa, and the name comes from the fact that it looks like a garden almost. It's really, really beautiful. Beautiful plants, trees, forests, and it's all, you know, relatively high rainfall, so everything grows. It just grows. It's really, really beautiful, and it's not too hot. It never gets too hot in summer, and never too cold in winter. But recently, because of global warming, we have seen quite a lot of changes in South Africa. More snow, interestingly enough. And I believe some of the hot areas have recorded even hotter temperatures. So it becomes even more interesting, I guess.
Great.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, if you like to travel around, there's a really beautiful place that you can visit close to Cape Town. It's one of the world's, I think they call it the Flora Kingdom, and it's a heritage site that you can visit because of all the different species of plant life. Scientists from all over the world come to study it, and many tourists come to see it. I think all the species combined in that tiny area, and I think it's not even 20 square kilometers maybe, have more species than the whole of Eurasia combined. And it's a fascinating, beautiful place to visit because of the natural occurrence of so many different species.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, I hope I can get to visit one day.
I hope so too. It'd be really nice.